Hi there, listener. You're about to experience Tadpog. Tyler and Dave play old games, and there will be plenty of game talk, but also copious amounts of crude, off-color, offensive, and immature speech. So if you are of a rather sensitive humor constitution, we're just letting you know what you're in for with this show. It has games. It has jokes. You know, just games and jokes. Take the games, take the jokes, and have a good time.
Hello, Internet, and welcome to another Tadpog podcast. It's a show that happens twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're
record a bi podcast.
We do. We can do that. It's a show that happens twice a week. We're two guys somewhere on the Kinsey scale talking about.
Well, we all are, right?
Everybody is.
That'll be in the show notes.
Yeah.
We've talked about it before.
No, I strictly watch girl-on-girl porn. Strictly. I'm on the other side of the scale.
Yeah.
We're two old guys talk about old games.
I like how you got back to it.
Yeah.
You re-centered yourself.
Yeah. Okay. Normally, I jerk off for the show just to center myself, and I did it today, so it's all over the place.
Do you actually do that?
No. No.
I do.
No. It's good. I remember... I used to vacillate. Well, okay, well, two old guys talk about old games. It's Christmas. It's
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I don't know. Is this?
It's almost Christmas.
When this drops, it'll be like right before Christmas.
2 days before Christmas.
Yeah. So this is our Christmas episode.
If you're a Patreon donor, you actually get an episode on Christmas.
On Christmas Day.
I know.
Yeah.
You could listen to it with your whole family. Actually, you probably could. It's not that racy.
Yeah, it's not really. I mean.
It's you, me, and Josh going, haven't played that.
It might make people angry, but not because it's racy.
It's like when you get socks for Christmas, I feel like.
Yeah,
well, like when there's a giant box and it's just socks in it.
Well, it depends on how old you are, whether you like that gift or not.
Not even
it's like
sexy
the polarizing
new socks.
Gift. Because what was I going to say right before that about...
There's no telling.
Because what were we talking about?
The
Kinsey scale, and then... Something else. I totally forgot.
2 days till Christmas.
I decided to go back and go ahead and say it's Christmas and then go back to that thought. Thought's gone now.
It doesn't matter. Then look, everyone listening, they love us.
They expect
right?
this.
I mean, yeah. This
I'm
is
not
what,
anything that's not unexpected. Right? What? They're not keeping a level of professionalism.
You know what I think would be cool? Mm. You know, I like it just you and me, right? I like doing that. And I love it when we have guest hosts on too. But I think it would be cool if we had like a very serious producer that was in on every episode we record. And like they're not allowed to say anything. But we just...
Producer's giving us the eye right
yeah,
now.
We just make him silently furious at us every episode.
I can get that weird statue that... Jason, stand-up Jason, full-size Jason Voorhees that my dad has. And we'll just write producer on it. We can put that in the corner. Producer looks like he's about ready to kill us. Uh-oh.
Hi-oh.
So, Christmas episode, we were going to do Clock Tower today.
Yeah.
But turns out that...
That's not very Christmassy.
It's not very Christmassy, and it's not a bad game, so like we want to spend more time with it. So you're like, I don't think I'm going to be ready. I was like, well, let's do a Christmas game then instead.
Yeah.
Let's find something for the Super Nintendo for Christmas.
You had some good suggestions. You found some good stuff, I feel like.
Because just the other day, Drew and Bailey of Hops and Heroes posted something about asking for any Christmas games that you could think of. So I posted on their wall, hey, Home Alone. I was like, that's a Christmas game. So then whenever we decided to do a Christmas game, I was like, well... They'll probably be talking about Home Alone, and there's a lot of
which you told me after the fact.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of
the first one you pitched to me was Home Alone. I was like, yeah, that sounds great, and they're like, well, actually,
well, they're. I mean, we could probably do it, but I think they might do it too. Not a whole episode about it, but just Christmas games in general. But I know I'm sure our audience has quite a bit of overlap. So
yeah,
I was like,
I hope so.
Let's find something else they're probably not going to talk about. So looking over Wikipedia's list of all 700 plus Super Nintendo games that were about Christmas and not Home Alone 1 or Home Alone 2, I was left with basically three other choices.
All right, what were they?
There's the Winter Games.
Okay. The Olympics kind of thing?
I think so. Whenever I clicked on it, it just took me to a Suncom website. Like
more Suncom, eh?
Yeah. Oh, but cool. It isn't actually not a link to the game, so I don't know what's going on with that. And then the Winter Olympics, Lilyhammer 94, and Days Before Christmas, D-A-Z-E.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Also by Suncom.
Yep. So we're going for Christmas to do Days Before Christmas for the Super Nintendo. Yeah. Or more appropriately, I guess, for the Super Famicom.
Yeah.
Because it's Europe and Australia exclusive.
Interesting.
So we didn't get this.
Damn. All our EU listeners are going to... They're going to eat this one up. They're just going to love it.
It's true.
This one's going out to you guys.
We have at least four, I believe.
Yeah, we've got a couple. Yeah. We have a couple. I don't know if we have any Australian listeners.
We did at one point.
Really?
Mm-hmm. When the podcast was pretty young, I remember someone from Perth, Australia posted on our page.
Yeah?
So I know we had at least one. I mean, that was a long time ago, and I haven't seen a post from Perth, Australia since. So they probably don't listen, but we had one at one point. But before we get into that, I'm your beard host, Tyler, and I figured Christmas episode, we should tell some Christmas stories.
Yeah, so I can try.
I've probably talked about this before. I might have talked about it last year or the year before that when it was Christmas. I don't know. Well, but here it is again, I guess.
I have a bad memory, and Meg actually asked, I don't know if you're going to tell the story that Meg asked tell, but when she was talking about it, I was like, I don't think I've ever heard this before.
Just about Christmas traditions.
Yeah.
And Christmas tradition in my family, mostly pertaining to Santa. So gifts that were from my parents.
Not the Krampus.
Not the Krampus. We'll get to Krampus when we talk about Days of Ice. But the game we're doing today. Gifts from my parents were wrapped under the tree. Gifts from Santa were just like left out in the open, unwrapped, which my brother and I... still love. We think that was fantastic.
What you mean? You still like it? Still happens?
No, like, I mean, no, we don't get that anymore. Okay, at all. But ask, like, we remember that. We remember that fondly. And yeah. When people who talk shit about it, like Meg, we have to defend it staunchly because we very much enjoy.
You
the
love
practice.
It. You do. I can tell you love it.
We loved it. We loved it.
Like even when she was telling the story and laughing, and I was laughing.
Oh no, we have had so many heated discussions about this.
I looked over at you, and you're like, you just sit there. You're like, it's expressionless.
It's mostly like this shit again. Because, like, before we had Kenna, we would get in arguments about it. And, like, since she was pregnant with Kenna and all that, we've had arguments about it, about what we wanted to do and all that. We reached a compromise.
Okay. So what's the compromise?
Okay. Well, let's start off, like, my family, Ryan and I, Mom would... So from Santa, on opposite sides of the room, we would basically have our treasure hoards unwrapped, but, like... Everything's placed and stylized, like just two big piles of treasure we got to wake up to. And it was great.
Yeah,
and
I remember, sounds great.
Because about like 5 in the morning, she made us sleep in the same bed together on Christmas Eve. And it was my job not to let Ryan get up and go look at stuff.
Why'd you guys have to sleep together on Christmas Eve?
Because he would get up and peek.
Oh, okay. So you were the peacekeeper?
I was supposed to keep him, have to sleep together and keep him from sneaking out. Most of the time... we would both end up trying to quietly sneak out and go look about 5 in the morning just to get, like, they would usually, like...
Fair game.
They would hide it around the corner or something so we couldn't just, like, see it in plain view. But we could peek and just see, like, the edge of the hoard to see if we got, like, the big item we wanted or whatever like that.
5 a.m. is totally fair game.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, 5, I think, is the... It's the...
If the sun's up, like, a little bit, you're good. Uh-huh. You're good. But we... usually, like... It was never a tradition to open one gift on Christmas Eve. We sometimes got to, sometimes we didn't. My parents always had to mess with Ryan because I wouldn't like shake presents and I wouldn't sneak out that usually and try to see everything. Uh-huh. Like I was cool to like sleep and wait or whatever. Ryan couldn't fucking stand it though. Like he was always picking up gifts and shaking them and trying and weighing them to try and approximate what they could be and like all sorts of shit all the time. So my parents would do get big gifts and like big boxes and load them with rocks and put like a gift card in them. Uh-huh. Or like if it was a video game, they would, my dad would put like weights in there so he couldn't tell what it was. It would be like 20 pounds and he picked up this little box and like always to try and throw him off.
Did it work?
Yeah, most of the time. It'd make him really mad. Make him really mad when he just couldn't figure out what it was. But
well, I guess it's that 80-pound rectangle I asked for.
paperweight? God, yes. And then Meg's family, like, everything was wrapped. Every single thing was wrapped.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, I like unwrapping presents, but I also just don't like... My mom is weird about it, like... We it's not the Depression era, like, but my mom has had the same $1 bows she puts on gifts my whole fucking life. So whenever we got a present, we had to carefully take the bow off and set it aside.
Oh, you mean like not the same kind? You mean the same exact ones?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, actually, you can buy a bag of these at Dollar General for $1, Mom.
Hey, man, but that's more presents for you, right? Cut down on that bow money.
And I remember, oh, you sent me so mad. Like, I remember one year we got to open one Christmas present early. I grabbed what I thought might be a Nintendo game and unwrapped Mad Cat's memory card.
Have fun with that.
Very pissed off.
Were you pissed off because you couldn't use it or that it was Mad Cat's?
Both. It was like, I can't use this, and when I do, it's going to fuck up.
I'm gonna lose every save that I have. Yeah,
I'll remove all the bows if you just get like a genuine memory card next year, Mom. Thank you. And then, like, we had to carefully unwrap. If we didn't tear the paper too much, she would like take the wrapping paper back and like, put it back, and we'd have like we had to put everything in trash bags. Like, I liked unwrapping presents, but at the same time, I hated unwrapping presents. So it was never,
you had to be careful. It sounds like
It wasn't great for me. And then my dad hated the mess, so it was just like, unwrap everything. Okay, oh no, we can't play with it. We have to clean up now. Okay, well, that's not any fun. Okay. Yeah. So was never my favorite thing. Just the open to be played with and looked at like hoard of treasure was my much preferred.
Man, you brought back some pretty vivid memories of like waking up at 5 or 4:30 or like just when I was a kid and I would wake up on Christmas Day. Hi, what's up, Internet? I'm Dave, your bespectacled host, and I would like to join the Christmas conversation. I remember when I would wake up, and I knew it was too early. It was impossible to go back to sleep. It just wasn't going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I also remember, like, not really sneaking into the living room to check, but, like, I kind of, like, loudly go into the living room hoping that my parents would hear me and be like, all right, we've been waiting for this, too. He's up now. Well, let's do this. That never really happened. And I remember just, man, I'm never gonna be able to recapture that feeling of like walking into the living room and like the tree is lit and there's just wrapped boxes. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
It sucks thinking about how good stuff used to feel when you were little.
Yeah.
And like, it just doesn't, nothing comes back that same way. Like,
yeah,
holding a Nintendo game in the wrap, like me going and buying a PS3 or PS4 game, just doesn't have that same feeling when I was little, walking out of Toys R Us or Walmart with a Super Nintendo game.
Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I'm actually just talking about it, like feeling good. I guess this is the Christmas spirit everyone talks about, like just feeling good. I remember always wanting to open a present on Christmas Eve, and it was always a crapshoot because my mom would always be okay with it, but my dad, he was the one that we would have to convince because it was just like, it's not Christmas. It's not Christmas yet. What's the fun in opening something early was always his thing. And I guess I get it, but at the same time, come on, dad, seriously. And even like when... I was in my 20s and they would come visit me, like when Nikki and I lived in Lexington and they'd come visit me, I would ask him, I'd be like, hey, got some presents for you. This is Christmas Eve. You want to open one? No, it just ruins Christmas. Okay. I mean, you guys are leaving tomorrow. So, I mean, we could just kind of enjoy gift giving instead of rushing through it because you got to get in the car and drive.
Then he backhands you.
Yeah.
It ruins Christmas.
Yeah, it ruins Christmas, apparently. So I'm a Christmas ruiner because I always want to open something on on Christmas Eve.
I think opening one thing on Christmas Eve.
Opening one thing.
Meg's family had the tradition they would get to do their stockings on Christmas Eve. And usually in that was like candy, little toys to keep them busy, and pajamas that they could wear to bed and wake up in the next morning.
With the flaps, the butt flaps?
Yep. Yeah. Every time.
Every year.
Every year.
They get increasingly more difficult to buy as everyone gets bigger. There's a weird rage where it's like, it's weird. I can find them up until they're 7, and then once they turn 18, anything in between, crapshoot. It's all homemade. We just put some quilts together.
And cut out a butt flap. It's fine. Safety pin that back on. It's everyone looks like we're having a hobo Christmas every morning.
I found the a used mascot costume just real cheap at a garage sale. I bought one of those.
Everybody's dressed like a dilapidated Philly. What is the
You're asking the wrong guy.
The Philly fanatic. Everyone looks like a really fucked up Philly fanatic.
I imagine at the yard sale. Excuse me, how hard do you think it would be to cut the butt out of this? Because I'd like to give it to as a gift.
It's not for weird sex stuff.
No.
Yet, but.
Maybe one day. I'll leave that up to my child. Yes, it is my child.
Whenever he's cool enough to go to glory holes, he can use this.
Cool enough to go to glory holes. That was in my senior yearbook.
Glory days before Christmas. But Meg and I reached the agreement that for Kenna at our house for Christmas morning, because right now we're still going, we go to my mom's in the morning, but whenever it's at our house, that we will wrap gifts from Santa in white tissue paper and red ribbon.
Okay.
So like those are just clearly designated different. Something makes those different.
Those sound classy.
So, yeah.
Those sound like the classy presents.
That's okay. That's better. And tissue paper you can just tear right through. And it'll look cool. So, okay. That's fine. We can do that. But she was having none of that unwrapped.
Yeah.
You barbarian. You Christmas terrible barbarian. Your mom is lazy and awful. No, she just said we were lazy. She just said that sounds lazy. And I was like, well, then go tell my mom right now. Go pick up our daughter and say, you're lazy. Thank you for watching her last night and today.
Do you have presents for your parents picked out?
Yep. Well, I'm going in with Ryan for some tools for my dad.
That's nice that you go in with your brother. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a nice option. Because here's how it always goes down for me. My sister's younger than I am, considerably, 13 years younger. And the last couple Christmas, I've been like, hey, what are you getting mom for Christmas? And she's like, dad and I are getting her this. Come on.
You mean dad's paying for something and putting your name on it?
Come on. You're old enough now where you can, we need to go in on some gifts together is what I'm saying. I need some of this pressure relieved because it is stressful for me picking out gifts for my parents.
Yep. I get it. Like, my dad is kind of hard to buy for. I just have to find, like, Ryan will generally remember like some tool he has mentioned and then we'll go in on something like that. Mom is super easy because then it's just like before Kenna it was a Pandora bracelet charm. She loves shit like that. Yeah. So now Kenna's gone. Like this year we're getting her a large, nicely framed picture of her and Kenna to hang on the wall.
Now are you gonna be spoiling her Christmas when she listens to this episode two days before?
She's gonna be really upset. She's gonna be so upset. She's like, you know I listen on release day every time, Tyler. We don't speak anymore because of the awful shit you say.
This episode was not particularly good. I'd like for you to talk about your penis a little bit more.
You break my heart every Monday and Wednesday morning.
Also, why did you make a joke about being bye guys? Shouldn't you be hello guys? It's the beginning of the show. You need to say hello to everyone, not bye.
I'm still upset about you talking about when you had sex with that girl with a tampon in. I'm still very upset about that.
Everyone's upset about that.
I mean, good for you for still coming, son, but it's still, I didn't want to hear it.
You know what else everyone's upset about?
What?
That monster I just opened.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink this shame is what I'm going to do.
That's good. It's
Merry
fine.
Christmas.
This hey, is, if the McElroys, you hear the clink of like, bourbon and glasses, like we're fine.
no bourbon and glasses. It's like that's a step up from a monster in an aluminum can. This is a festive eggnog flavored monster. Thank you, Tyler.
Because God, I mean, That's the only zero calorie monster is like, because I talked about it before, the douchiest fucking design. Because it's just like a 14-year-old has just watched Fast and the Furious, and like his girlfriend is talking about Downton Abbey, and that is what he designs afterward. Because it is so fucked up looking.
Yeah.
But.
Well, what do you expect, man, from zero calorie eggnog monster? Monster brand eggnog.
It's pretty good.
Get on it, Monster.
I've never had eggnog.
Really? Yep. That surprises me.
Ever. I buy it. I've bought it several times, and it sits in the fridge until it expires, and I throw it away.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So no one drinks it then?
No, no one. I only know MJ Link loves eggnog, and he's about the only person I know.
I don't like it. I mean, I'll drink it at parties and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's usually like at Christmas parties, it's pretty much, oh, you don't want eggnog? Well, there's the fucking faucet.
Yeah. I didn't even know it was traditionally alcoholic until like at culinary school.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because when it was available to me growing up, on the rare occasions, my parents hate it. So it might be at like a family gathering, but it's for damn sure not alcoholic. So.
Oh, then there's no point in that. Zero point in that for me. Because at least like at
parties.
What is
this, pancake batter?
Yeah.
Well, at least this pancake batter will get you drunk. No, it's
not?
No, it's not. Okay, well.
I mean, this won't make me fat, will it?
All right, well, I guess I'll feel like someone's coming in my mouth, but it's really cold. Great. Thank you.
Excuse me, could we warm this up in the microwave for about 30 seconds, please? Also, do you have a turkey baster?
Could we add some gelatin to this so it just like sets up real fast?
Can we engineer this so that when water touches it, it turns to concrete?
Yeah. go ahead. I'd like some, but splash it on my belly first.
Is there someone I could pay to lick this eggnog off of me?
No, pour it on the back of Ryan's neck and say surprise.
You know, we're joking right now, but you know, I mean, we're half joking right now,
yeah.
But you know, there has to be a Christmas party out there where, Merry Christmas, everybody. I'm sure you're all aware of the pornographic films and they have these giant prosthetic penises.
God, I hate porn where like...
No, you don't. You love porn.
Okay, I hate the porn, that kind of porn where it's so realistic. Like the dick is, the prosthetic is realistic enough that I don't know.
At first.
Until the money shot. And then I'm like, I'm almost there. And it's like, nope. Nope.
Well, there's a split second for me. It's always like, whoa. And then it's like, oh, I'm a dummy.
That's
right, back.
Okay. It's still going. Okay. Now she's coated in it. Like, okay, who's into it at this point? Why is it still going?
Eggnog lovers.
Oh, man.
But you know,
this happened to me like a few days ago where I was watching a scene. I was watching like a handjob tit fuck scene. And it got
Merry
to that,
Christmas.
And I was thoroughly enjoying it, and I was like, "All right, this is good." Until it got to the end, and then because I didn't even know the whole time, or I don't know if they subbed it at the last second for a prosthetic. I don't know.
Stunt cop.
Because it seemed super realistic until that, and then it was like she got slimed, and you can't see that on television.
Yeah,
it was.
So she was. It's Alanis Morissette essentially.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh man, that ruins. That ruins it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's not great. But you know there are Christmas parties where that's the only way that the guests
people
drink
can come
eggnog.
At the Christmas party.
Yeah. You know, the cool Christmas parties that we don't get invited to.
Because the porn star Claire Danes, I really like Claire Danes, and I haven't.
Is that the one from the new Romeo and Juliet movie?
Yep. I haven't seen her do anything in a long time, and I saw a compilation of her the other day, and I was like, "Oh, Claire Danes, great! I haven't seen that in forever."
Like when you say a long time, you like how she, long? Like years?
I mean, I remember finding her in college, and okay. I haven't seen so much years, new yeah. like since then. Like, okay. Yeah, a long time.
Were these all old clips, or
I feel like yeah,
okay,
I feel like they were, and like at one point. This girl had the absolute best body in porn, like no doubt in my mind. And I watched a compilation scene. Oh, okay, cool. And it was a compilation scene of just the ridiculous 16 to 18 to 20 inch like prosthetic dicks. It's just like, oh, great. Yeah. Can't even watch this. Not interested.
Yeah. Not working.
So, yeah.
I guess.
No, thank you.
I mean, I don't know. I guess everyone's got their preference, and hers would be very large prosthetic dicks.
If it's going to be fake, I'll watch like Showtime. I'll watch Skinamax porn that at least like it's fake, but it has a lot of production value to it. As opposed to like porn that just has a big fake wiener and everything else is just kind of shitty quality. So,
yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Christmas eggnog.
Merry Christmas, everybody. I feel like we haven't been that blue in a while.
You're welcome.
I mean, I love it.
It's Christmas. Gotta bring it back.
We're bringing it back for Christmas.
Everyone talks about a blue Christmas. There you go.
There you go.
Yeah. Dave, do you hear that?
I do hear that.
Do you hear that?
Slurping?
it's the slap of hot eggnog on somebody's neck.
Yeah, I do hear that. That very familiar sound.
It's eggnog in a super soaker.
Do you think that's what, is that what they use for fake semen?
It's going to be the same kind of technology, right? It's slipping a dildo on a super soaker.
What does squirt out of those prosthetic dicks? Do you know?
I've heard a cam girl talk about it before.
Really?
A lot of cam girls have like the fake shooting dildos.
Yeah. What do they load in there?
They talk about like...
Do they sell cartridges online that you just slide in there?
Well, it's a powder they have to mix together and load into it. And then like they have like... Remember the Ghostbusters trap toy?
Yeah, where you stomp on the pedal.
It's set up like that, so they have their hands doing it, and then like they'll have their foot on that bulb that they press over and over and over again to get it to poof, you know. They were complaining. Like, I remember one porn star, everybody was asking for it. She was like, fuck, I have to like mix that together and load it up and then clean it out. I mean, this show's going to have to get like $500 if I'm going to go through all that shit.
So, Tyler, I think we've discovered a niche.
Yeah.
Let's sell pre-mixed... synthetic semen to cam girls. Pre-mixed. They don't have to worry
about anything.
We'll hand deliver it.
Take out the middleman.
It'll be fine. It'll be great. Yeah, of course I hear that. Of course I hear that good old eggnog neck schlorpin, which of course, ushers in a segment that we like to call Dave Reads from Wikipedia. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. Days before Christmas. It's a video game. Developed by Norwegian video game development company Funcom, which sounds made up, and originally released by Sunsoft onto the Sega Mega Drive in 1994, exclusively in Australia. A version was also released for the Super NES, both in Europe, only in Germany, and Australia. A North American release was planned, however, it was canceled. It is one of the last games to be released by Sunsoft's USA division.
This is all messed up.
The video game is one of the few Christmas-themed video games to see commercial release.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it. Then we go into gameplay.
Because I'm surprised we found a Halloween video game.
We kind of did.
Mm-hmm. Porky Pig, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, it was scary.
So scary.
Amnesia has got nothing. Nothing on Porky Pig's Haunted Mansion. I think that's what it was called. Haunted Holiday?
Haunted Holiday, yes.
There we go. Hi.
Halloween's trademarked. But, okay, days before Christmas, it was... I expected it to be super shitty.
I did too.
Like, super shitty.
Yeah.
And it's not super shitty.
I mean, it's pretty fucking bad.
Well, I mean, I think it's boring. I think it's very boring, but like it has sound fundamentals. I'll put it like that. Or like whoever the developers that made it are just not creative. They're good designers and just not creative at all. Because like I felt like you're Santa Claus.
You are. You're Santa Claus.
I said that weird. You're Santa Claus.
I know. I like it. You said it like you were referencing the movie, The Santa Claus. Tim Allen.
I wish that was a game.
I know.
If you want a Tim Taylor video game, it has to be.
Okay.
Home Improvement. That's all you get. It's all you get. No, nothing else. Nothing else for Tim Allen.
Here's my elevator pitch for a Christmas game that you and I need to have produced.
Okay.
Ernest, you take Ernest Saves Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
You take the Santa Claus. You take Christmas Vacation. You take all of those late 80s and 90s Christmas movies, and you just make a game out of all of it. Just all of it. You never know what you're going to get. You never know what stage you're going to get. It's just like, oh, okay, well, here's the one. I'm Kevin McAllister.
Is it like NES Remix only with all those
Absolutely.
Characters?
Absolutely.
I like the idea of like it's like the world Super Mario World. It's got a Christmas theme to it, but you can choose between Ernest, Tim Allen in the costume,
yeah.
Kevin McAllister, Bruce Willis from Die Hard.
Yeah. Shit, I can't remember the kid's name in Gremlins.
I don't remember that either.
But that's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, man. Why didn't I even look to see if there was a Gremlins game? Surely to God there's a Gremlins game.
Has to be.
Somewhere.
On NES. Has to be on NES.
Yeah.
Mm. So we got to do that.
Yeah. We do.
I mean, clearly.
Yeah.
So scratch Days Before Christmas. And
we're going to pause here.
Yeah, we're going to play Gremlins. We're going to come in halfway through the episode and just spend the rest talking about Gremlins.
And okay, just because I want to reference it because I think it should put in the show notes. Speaking of Gremlins, the last season of Key and Peele.
Oh my God, he showed me this.
God, they do such a fucking amazing skit about the creation of Gremlins 2. And it has to be. It has to be. I can't imagine that the meeting to make the conception of Gremlins 2 went any other way.
Yeah,
went
it had
any
to go
other
like,
way.
It had to go like this. I haven't seen Gremlins 2 since I was a child, and I'm afraid to watch it as an adult because I loved that movie as a kid.
Oh, I did too.
I loved that movie.
I did.
I was like, oh,
Gremlin got me hard as a kid. It was a weird time.
Yeah. Well, Bat Gremlin got me hard, so.
I remember, like, drawing sketches of my own gremlins and shit like that for Gremlins 2.
Build a gremlin.
Oh, man. Fire Gremlin and, like, all sorts of shit.
Are they rebooting that? It seems like something that they have to be rebooting,
right? I can't
believe
it hasn't been at this point.
They have to reboot that.
Yeah.
That would work. That would work today.
I bet I watched most of it maybe 10 years ago. And that's when I, like, when I sat down to watch it, I was like, oh, this is making fun of itself, and it is in no way serious or relating to the original movie at all.
Well, that sounds like it could still work. Like, it sounds like it could work, like, on an adult level, if you know they're being meta,
if you realize,
and they're joking about it.
Yeah.
But as a kid, it took it totally serious.
Because Gremlins 1 is, like, I guess, I don't want to say it's serious, because it's still, but it's like
it's a horror
movie. Christmas horror movie.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's... Because it has its dark elements, like the girl, like her dad gets stuck in the chimney and all that shit. You know, and I expected that maybe a little bit from Gremlins 2, but it is not like that in any form or fashion. They're
madcap.
Just completely,
wacky antics.
I mean, it had to have been like the studio was like, no, Gremlins 2. We really shouldn't know Gremlins 2. Fine, we'll fucking give you Gremlins 2. Here it is.
Think it was like, well, kids loved Gremlins. And they're like, yeah, but kids weren't supposed to like Gremlins. Like, that was supposed to be a scary movie.
Yeah. Everyone on Earth right now wants a Mogwai. Everyone wants a Mogwai.
Why didn't they just
genetically...
From
that horror movie? Yeah. I don't know why. Everybody needs a Mogwai.
They should have just genetically engineered one. Take the money that they spent on Gremlins 2 and spend it on building a godless abomination to sell to people.
And so, make something real out of Full Metal Alchemist and call it a Mogwai.
You know that's why Furby's sold as well as he did, right? Because they just were Mogwai.
They are Mogwai-esque. You're right.
I don't know why they came out like 10 years after the movies, but whatever.
Guess, troll dolls were the first step, and then Furbies after that. If you put those together, you get a Mogwai.
They like evolve like Pokemon?
Yeah. Oh, God. They were fucking cute. I did like Mogwais a lot.
Yeah. They sing. I like when they sing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But I guess that's the thing. Like, what was the name of the star Mogwai, the good Mogwai?
Gizmo.
Yeah. I feel like, I guess Gizmo is the outlier of the entire Mogwai species.
So he's like the neutral good gremlin.
He's like Dritz Darden.
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one good person out of what must be just a cute and evil race.
Yeah. That's got to be weird a weird species to be sexually. I mean, I mean, that's
because they got no junk, and I guess they sort of have gender.
I mean, they or the one in Gremlins 2 just assigned gender to herself, yeah, which is possible.
I mean, I feel like that would be a lot more accepted nowadays. Yeah. It wouldn't be, I guess, back then. Like, Gremlins 2 is actually pretty progressive for its time.
Gremlins 2 is a very important movie.
That needs to be a Patreon episode where Tyler and Dave watch Gremlins 2 with Bailey J and just have running commentary.
Dude, can we actually write Gremlins 3 as a Patreon episode?
Oh, man. Yeah, and make it exclusively about transgender rights. It's set in Texas. Oh, man.
Days Before Christmas? Days Before Christmas. So you're Santa Claus.
You're Santa Claus, yeah. And you're basically...
This is a platformer.
Yeah, it's a side-scrolling platformer. Mm-hmm. You're just collecting presents, and then...
There's a really shitty story in the beginning.
Yeah, I don't even remember what it was.
It's like a night before Christmas kind of poem. Mm-hmm. And they tell you a shitty story about, like, that does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. It's like, it just kind of maps out what you're going to see in the game.
Yeah. Because I guess the levels are set up sort of like an out-of-order advent calendar.
What is up with that?
Because, I mean, if it would have went in order and set up like an advent calendar, okay, I get it. But yeah. It's just like a grid of just random numbers. And just stages just all over the place. I know.
Well, I don't know what the point was.
Yeah, I have no clue.
Is that a Norwegian thing, do you think? Like, other calendars, do they not know how numbers go?
it's the decimal system, man. I don't know. But... Oh, God, because basically what? You're Santa Claus, and you're having to go gather up presents, and so many levels, you will then do a separate level where you deliver the presents to different continents.
Right.
Or different countries, rather.
Yeah.
So
your elves are all wrapped up in presents, too. You got to save those guys.
Save your elves, which the elves don't even look like elves. They look like...
Monsters?
Yeah.
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 Every time one popped out, I was like, oh, shit, and tried to hit it with my blue magic.
This game is pretty, like, standard, safe, like, nothing too weird, nothing too surprising. Yeah. You're just Santa Claus, platforming, gathering presents, and then distributing presents. Yeah. That's it. It's not very challenging. No. It's pretty easy.
Okay. I have something to say about that.
Okay.
Because I thought this game was incredibly easy up until it gets to a point in the game where I feel like I even enjoyed the platforming in the game. Mm-hmm. No joke. I enjoyed the platforming in the game up until a point where they decided you're just going to have to make blind jumps. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. We really wanted to make a decent game, but we decided that you're going to have to, like, every jump after a certain point, you're just not going to know if there is a platform that you're going
to
land on.
You're 100% right. That is the worst part of the game because you can't tell.
Have to try it.
You look down or whatever. There's no way to see. You just have to jump and guess.
You're going
to
try it, and if it doesn't work, well, just remember. Just remember what that platform was that you can't see and make it next time. So I thought that was bullshit.
And an otherwise, like, easy, I guess, sort of for kids Christmas game, like, that's its big glaring flaw.
Yeah, I was on board with it. Honestly, like, when I was playing it, I was like, okay, this is easy, but I still enjoy it. It's still enjoyable. Yeah. Like, controls don't feel bad
It's pretty it's middle of the road.
Yeah.
And just about every aspect. So, like, the platforming's okay. The controls are okay. The music, it's not good music, but it's varied. Every stage has, like, a different Christmas theme.
What do you mean it's not great? You don't enjoy all the Christmas song remixes that are in this?
Yeah, it is like, and it's done on, like, three or four notes on a harpsichord.
Yeah.
Remixes.
Come on, public domain.
But it's like there are way more high profile games that will have like just the same music all throughout the game and have way worse controls than what this game had.
Yeah. I don't think this is a
B minus of a game.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would C plus to B minus. I would grade it lower than that. Just because the platforming. Like
I'm just trying to look at it like maybe it's just geared to young kids to play. Like
it is.
You're just Santa Claus.
I think it is.
Yeah.
Which is why I don't think you need to have blind jump.
Your platform. Yeah, you're right.
I don't think that kills it for me.
Yeah.
Because it goes from an enjoyable kind of breezy game to like all of a sudden it's just like, all right, well, this all of a sudden got stress in DC.
Okay, I do want to talk about the one, I feel like, weird thing in the game.
The one weird thing? What's the one really weird thing?
When you're Santa Claus, if you come across a cup of coffee.
Is it coffee?
Yep, it's a cup of coffee. Every now and then you'll find a cup of coffee. And when you grab the cup of coffee, and in the instruction manual, it says it turns you into, however you want to say this,
anti?
I can see it's anti-Claus, but I could also see anti-Claus, like Santa Claus.
Anti-Claus.
Yeah.
I never know what to say. When I'm forced to read something aloud in front of a group of people and the letters A-N-T-I are together in that order, I'd never know what to say.
See, it's weird. I remember, this is like the Chrono Trigger discussion, antipode or antipode. I remember I used to say antithesis, or I'd say antithesis.
Yeah, I don't think it's antithesis. So,
antithesis was originally how I used it for a long time.
Yeah.
One of my favorite teacher I've ever had, like my senior year of high school, I used it from, and he was like, good usage. I like that word, but it's antithesis.
Ah.
So that's what I'm going with. But
and then he spray
anti
you
is a weird word.
With eggnog?
Yeah. It's like, you know, you say you pronounced the word wrong, you know what happens. Bend over and put this blindfold on.
Is it? So I don't know if it's anti or anti.
Yeah, but honestly, what it is?
Yeah,
it's the Krampus.
It's a Krampus. You turn into the Krampus. Well, you know why, right? There's so much sin in caffeine.
Yeah. Well, according to the Mormons, yes.
There's so much sin in caffeine that it will turn the jolly Saint Nick into the Krampus.
Because here's a weird story about I know Mitt Romney. Famously, like, caffeine-free Diet Coke and milk are his drinks because they don't drink caffeine.
Right.
And I remember...
The Romneys, you mean.
The Romneys. a friend of ours, who shall not be named, dated a Mormon girl once.
You're talking about me?
Yeah. The girl seemed somewhat similar, but he was dating a Mormon girl, and... She basically would even out the sin by, if she had a Mountain Dew that day, they would not fool around sexually. But because she would either she got to sin, do one big sin that day, it could either be caffeine or fooling around with her boyfriend. So if they fooled around that day, she would not allow herself to have a Mountain Dew, and she loved Mountain Dew. But if she got to that Mountain Dew first and they got to hang out, she's like, nope, nothing but kissing today.
She sounds a lot cooler than the Mormon girl I dated. Because there was not much fooling around going on.
You could have just married her.
I could have.
It was
an option.
I know.
It was an option.
That's why I feel like, man, I feel people that are, their religion is just heavy abstinence, always get married so young because it's like, okay, let's just get married. I want to fuck. I'm going to fuck real badly.
Right,
just get married.
Yeah.
Who cares if we're compatible? Who cares like if this is going to end in a few years? Fuck it. We just need to have sex.
Yeah.
Let's make a bad decision because we want to have sex.
Yeah. I will say something for abstinence. Not a fan, by the way. In case you haven't figured that out over the course of, 272 episodes. Not a huge fan of abstinence, but... I will say that this girl that I dated, I think it was because of abstinence. She really wanted it. She really wanted it. Like it just proves your point, I think, or it supports it at least to the point where she's like, look, I realize you're 15 years old, but we need to get married.
Both our parents can sign a piece of paper can get married at 15.
It's legal. We could do it.
Just wanting to fuck is no reason, no good reason to get married. You should just fuck or be like, let's wait. I'll just wait until I'm ready for both, if that's really important to you. But
here we
have to get on a big abstinence debate.
Well, it's not really a debate. It's just both you and I like, fuck abstinence. Yeah. You fucking come in there if you want to.
Pick a hole, whatever. Yeah,
they make things that can take care of the problems.
It's called the Christian loophole, and you do it, you put it in your butt. It's just the way it goes.
That's literally what the butthole is called.
Every teenage Southern Baptist couple will tell you that. No, Days Before Christmas.
Okay, so the Krampus.
You get the cup of coffee and you turn into the Krampus. I guess they didn't want to say it because it wasn't like well known to say this is the Krampus.
You turn into what you call it Anti-Claus, call it Krampus, whatever you want. But what you actually turn into is Oni Kenny Rogers. That is what you fucking turn you into. Do. The first time I saw him, I was like, that's fucking Kenny Rogers? So like, how did they not get sued? Is this why it didn't come out in the U.S.? And then I look closer. I was like, well, he's got horns and his face is all red. Okay, he's fucking Oni Kenny Rogers. He's a Japanese demon.
Now he's red with horns. He still has like the Santa Claus beard, but now he's wearing a wife beater and brown pants. And just has a burlap sack.
Yeah.
He can't throw his Christmas dust anymore.
I know.
He just hurls his sack around.
There's no point.
He doesn't collect presents.
There's no point. He's worse. He's worse. Like they, I mean, why did you?
Maybe he's a little faster.
Is he invincible? Can you answer me that?
He might. Honestly, he might be invincible. But I never had problem avoiding enemies anyway.
Yeah, me neither. Because nothing hit me when I was the Krampus.
I mean, you can set how the duration, because you can be 10, 20, or 30 seconds in as options. The Krampus. Yeah, in the options. So I picked like 20 seconds, which is a lot of time in these stages. So
there are times when I was playing and I was like, I was the Krampus, and I was like, okay, this needs to end because I want my ranged attack back. I want to be able to throw my blue sparkles across the screen as jolly old Saint Nick.
Mm-hmm. But then there are three bosses distributed throughout the 20 levels of the game, I think.
There's four, right?
Four?
Yeah, because there's the snowman.
Which you kind of can't lose that, because if you stand still, he throws his snowballs over your head.
Yeah.
So you only get hit if you jump into it.
If you jump, yeah.
Yeah.
What I think is interesting about this boss fight is your blue magic, you pick up a power-up. The only time I saw it in the game.
You only get it pretty much before a boss battle.
Where you throw fire instead.
And like he kind of melts and then melts some more and like after like seven or eight hits. Yeah. Snowman, the abominable snowman is gone.
Yeah.
I think the next boss after that.
Timekeeper?
Or the
Time Watcher or something like that. Yeah,
the clock.
Yeah, he's a clock. I don't know. The snowman at least kind of makes sense with like the winter theme.
I think he's supposed to be like Father Time, I guess.
Okay.
Sort of.
So is that like a new, they're trying to like wrap a New Year's thing into it?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then there's the mouse in overalls carrying a baguette.
Yeah.
Is the third boss.
Yeah.
Which you have to drop a 10-ton ball on his head to hurt him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, like it looks like you're just assaulting a mouse because he doesn't swing after you or come after you. He just walks back and forth on a conveyor belt, and you just drop this ball on his head.
Yeah. He doesn't chase you with a prosthesis or nothing.
Nope. And I don't know. I mean, it looks like it's supposed to be a sword. I don't know. It looks straight up like he's carrying a baguette and just walking side to side.
He is.
And the last one is like Mr. Weather. And it's just a storm cloud that throws lightning bolts at you.
Just clouds.
Mm-hmm.
It's so dumb. How could we? Okay, I want to go back to Father Time or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be, the Time Watcher. He's on a half pipe. Like that's how you fight him. He like rolls, and he just does Tony Hawk flips and shit.
That's the 90s, so okay.
And then you just shoot him. You just spray him down with your blue magic, and he is incredibly easy because you can just stand on the other side. You can stand on the right side and never have to move.
Mm-hmm. The only stages I thought that presented something of a challenge besides blind jumps.
And fuck that, because that's not really even a challenge. Yeah, that's just bullshit.
Are the levels between where you go to England, Russia, Japan, and the U.S. to deliver the presents you've accumulated.
Yeah.
So, like, it's a skyline scene of Santa in his sleigh avoiding obstacles, and you have to sort of time it where you throw presents down chimneys.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's R-Type, but Santa Claus.
Those levels were fun. They were very different. They broke things up in a welcome sort of way.
I liked them, too. I wish the game... Okay, so I was playing those levels, right? And I was thinking, why is this not a mobile game? Like, this has to be a mobile game where you just like tap and then he throws a present down a chimney, yeah. or you try to, you know,
just a four scroll kind of yeah. thing, and you're tapping to try and time.
That's exactly that. What this is. It's just a scrolling screen, and there are random things in the sky that are
depending on the country that you're in.
Yeah,
would be kind of pertinent to the country.
Like in Russia, it's just satellites. Just low, extremely low orbiting satellites. Or maybe they're trying to make a political statement. They're so close to the Earth that they're just crashing back. I don't know.
Let's see. In Japan, what was it in England?
There were hot air balloons.
Hot air balloons.
With the Union Jack on them. Yep. Just to remind you where you are.
And let's see. In Japan, it was box kites.
Yeah.
And in the United States, it was footballs.
Footballs that would split into four and rotate around.
But I mean, not a great game, not a terrible game, just a very middling, sort of uninspired. Like, it seemed like a good development team. It was pretty large, so I feel like they're just like, make a Christmas game,
yeah,
whatever you want, we don't care. And it was like, and they're just like not, and they're coders, they're not creators, like imaginative people. So they're like, all right, well, okay, we'll just do Santa Claus jumping, delivering presents. We can do that, and that's just what it is.
What happened with the toys? Why are they fighting Santa? Do they explain that? Because like that's what most of the enemies are.
Tanks and
little toy airplanes.
Yeah.
And then there's
Jack in the Box.
Yeah, Jack in the Box. And then there's penguins that throw snowballs.
Penguins and mice.
Penguins, mice. There's those. Did you run across those rocks? I hated those rocks.
The invincible rocks that would just jump back and forth. Yeah.
I couldn't. Yeah. I'm glad you said invincible, because I could also not figure out how to kill those fuckers.
And then you'll find another rock that's sort of shaped like a shoe that if you run into it, it'll kick
bounces you
like
back.
Way the fuck back.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, it never kicked you like off the stage. It was just like in, like, go back to screen, try again. Remember that I'm here. So
it sounds like you're trying to wrap things up a little bit.
I just don't know what else to say, to be perfectly honest.
I want to say this. I think, because we recently played it, I think I can't help but compare this game to Artie Lightfoot, and I want to say again that I think Artie Lightfoot is a pretty good game, actually. Mm-hmm. I think this is in the same category of kind of where it's like, middling platformer, you know, no one's really ever probably heard of it, except for the very few people who are going to message me.
Germans and Australians.
So
and Swedes, I guess.
All in all, I kind of thought that we were going to talk about a bad game. I was excited to talk about how stupid a game this was. Mm-hmm. And it's really, I mean, it's pretty dumb, but it's not like crazy bad, like Baby's
Kids.
No,
we have played
Cool
so
World.
Much worse, because mechanically it's sound.
Yeah.
It's just unimaginative and boring.
Yeah, boring. I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said unimaginative, because it is like a holiday romp through industrialized London. It's like, how many like fucking, I go through a wood factory, a steel factory.
It's a Dwight
steel
Schrute
elevator.
Christmas.
Yeah, I know.
It is a Christmas celebration. Okay.
Yeah. It's, so yeah, I didn't like that.
It is Yuletide.
Like it's so like,
be merry.
That there were parts where I felt like an orphan child, like as a chimney sweep.
Like this is okay. This is a game that I don't know how often you were in this situation, but I found myself when I was little, my parents would like go over somebody's house from church, like they knew from church, and would go over for dinner or go over to like see them, and they would have either a kid. They were typically divorced. So they had a kid, but they were always away, or they were grandparents who had toys for their grandkids, and they always had shitty or weird games. This is the kind of game that I would go over to someone's house like that, and they would have, and I would play it in that circumstance only and be entertained enough.
Yeah. No, I get it. That's very similar to when I was a kid. I remember I had a friend. It was a weird situation because it wasn't weird. It was weird for me because I'll explain it. My mom and dad were friends with another married couple. Mm-hmm. And they had a daughter about my age. And I was probably 7. And I liked her. I liked her. Had a crush on her.
Of course.
So it was weird because it was like, it was a situation where my parents would go over to her parents' house to just, you know, hang out. And I would come along, and it's like, oh, well, now I have to like I have to interact with this girl that I have a crush on. And I remember that, I can't remember what denomination they were, but they were very religious. And she had the worst video games. She had the worst video games because they were all, every single one of them was Christian themed. And that in itself, it doesn't make a bad game, but every Christian game that I've played has been bad.
I've never played it. I don't know why. I guess like they just don't know how to make a good game or they're, I don't know.
I don't know either, but I remember that she had...
Like LJN makes bad games and bad games are made by Christian developers. Like it's just a law of video games.
It's a law. You cannot defy this. So, I mean, I remember playing a bunch of shitty ones, and I've mentioned this before a long time ago on the show, because she is the one who had that Noah's Ark game, and I don't mean Super Noah's Ark 3D. Mm-hmm. She had an NES game where you had to go and collect animals and bring them back on the Ark, and I remember that was the one that I wouldn't say I had fun with, but that's the one that I could tolerate because it's like, I like animals. So, you know.
Oh, man.
But I agree. This is kind of one of those games where it's like where you go over to someone's house that you kind of know, and it's just like, oh.
I never go over. Okay. I would never go to a kid's house and find a copy of Final Fantasy VI. Like, I would never, except for my friend Mitch. Other than that, like, I never found, like, anybody that I didn't really know had video games that I remotely gave a shit about.
Interesting.
Like, ever.
And you decided at that point in your life, you need to change the way you're living.
I need to stop hanging. I mean, I only need to hang out with people that I know and trust.
Yeah.
And not like vague friends of my parents from church that they're probably not even interested in being here.
Yeah. I get it. Well, that's like, I remember when Sam came in, when Sam and Joe came in, and I remember they gave us each an SNES game. Mm-hmm. And he gave me Merlin's Adventure, I think it was called. And it was one of those games where when he gave it to me, like, I had that feeling. I was like, oh, yeah, this is the kind of game where I'd go over to, like, some random kid's house and be like, what the fuck is this? What is this game?
It's those games like that make me like, who asked for these? And it's not like there's like...
No one.
And it's not like it's the no outlier in a collection. Like, they're all games like that. Yeah. So, like, why do you have a Nintendo... You don't know what to ask for, and your parents don't know what to buy you.
Yeah.
It's like, how do you end up with a collection like this?
Do you think that there were kids who did not give their parents lists? I mean, I kind of feel like that's a universal kid thing. Or do you think there were kids who were just like, video game, they just write that in as the thing?
That had to be it. They had to have just written video game, and the parents just went with something that was there that was cheap.
Right.
And it's shit like this.
Or they waited till the last minute. I mean, Santa waited to the last minute. He couldn't build it in time. It's like, oh, shit, I got a program.
Yeah, Santa's generally not a great developer. Yeah.
Can that be Tadpog lore? Anytime we play a game that's subpar, Santa clearly
developed it. Yeah. Santa made it last minute because some kid just said video games. Oh, do you have any achievements for this?
I've got one achievement.
Okay.
Actually, I've got two achievements. First achievement. Called Dazed and Confused. Mm-hmm. And in order to unlock Dazed and Confused, just play this game because I guarantee you at some point you're going to be like, what? And my second achievement is called No Time for Presents, Just Murder.
Okay.
And in order to unlock No Time for Presents, Just Murder, when you're the Anti-Claws, try to pick up a present. Cannot do it.
Because then mine is for a great Randy, take not any sip, and that is you avoid every coffee cup and do not turn into the Krampus ever. Period.
Okay,
he's bullshit.
Okay,
that's all I got for as far as our achievements go.
I like it, Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had a good time today talking about. Prosthetic dicks that fire unknown liquid. That's probably
Gizmo and
made from powder. What do you think would happen if you shot a Mogwai with that?
Huh. That's how you get the girl gremlin.
Okay. All right. That's a good answer. Do you think she was a girl Mogwai?
I mean,
or is that a, I mean, what happened?
I'd have to watch it again. Yeah. But see,
let's
it's
watch
like,
it. Let's watch it.
But the other gremlins were like super attracted to her. You'd think if like there has to be like.
That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't.
Well, no, I mean, if they're genderless,
yeah.
Why would this why suddenly would be attractive? Attraction?
Why yeah. do they need? Why do they need physical attraction? They don't.
They don't.
That's
at
not
all.
How they reproduce.
Yeah,
it doesn't make sense. To
so
me.
I can imagine a gremlin just like with a ton of bottled water. It's like, oh, it's fucking hot.
Yeah. Do you think that's how they find like suitable mates? Or it's like that one's got the most water.
Yeah. Oh man,
interesting. I feel like we could write a whole backstory to Gremlins mm-hmm. universe.
We're gonna have to go back in time and find middle school us and get let's look at the best Gremlins ideas.
Do you have any of your
sword gremlin? Yeah,
do you have any of your gremlin creations?
No, I only vaguely remember it. Yeah.
You did. I vaguely remember you mentioning sword gremlin before. Like I thought, like this was new knowledge you were bestowing upon me, and then you said sword gremlin, and I was like, wait a minute, something just clicked. I remember you talking about sword gremlin.
And I probably had shit like Pee Wee Wing gremlin from the Pee Wee Wings from Mario 3, and like just shit. Like
you were
that.
A much more adorable child than I was, because like all of mine would have been like boobs gremlin. Well, this gremlin is just this one's just boobs.
Grandma gremlin, she's really old. Green gremlin? Okay, well, that doesn't work.
Well, I mean, you gotta have a green gremlin. That's your benchmark. Tyler.
Yes, Dave.
I've had fun today.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to give this game a beard that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of beard do you think it would be?
I guess I would have to give it a beard that, like, some kind of jock from the football team who developed early and got facial hair.
Uh-huh.
They don't have like a great beard,
uh-huh.
but it's clearly there. And people who don't have the beard will be like, he's already got a beard.
Okay.
But it's not a great beard. It's a very middling beard.
Okay. That's fair. I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any particular reason you did not go with Mall Santa Claus fake beard?
Because I didn't think about it.
Okay.
Because I'm making these up on the spot, and that's what came into my head.
Yeah, I love it.
As you can see, I have no notes in front of me.
What? Do you have a stack of notes still? Remember that you referenced
Kenna
before?
Kenna spilled her milk all over my notebook.
No!
So that's why I have no notes in front of me.
Yeah, okay. I just thought... That was good. I like it. Tyler, if you were to give this game a pair of glasses that sums up how you feel about it, what kind of glasses would it be?
Oh, man. I would have to give this, what's a pair of middling glasses? What's a, just average, fair
average glasses?
I had Drew Carey's glasses.
I like Drew Carey's glasses.
But Drew Carey himself is very average, and I mean, he's funny. He's funny above average, but in every other capacity,
he's
Drew Carey
no female
is an average
gremlin,
man.
But he's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah. He is an average like man of looks and body type.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Yeah.
So I guess like this game still giving Drew Carey glasses. It's funny because of that weird Krampus shit. But otherwise it is middling in every other way.
Oh, I love hearing stories about Drew Carey because they are always perverse.
My rewatch was pretty good. I enjoyed.
Did you rewatch all of it?
I rewatched all of it.
All the Drew Carey show?
It does. It holds up pretty well. It has some extraordinarily 90s
ooh,
moments.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, remember when it came back on one season and they had like live musical guests. So it's like.
I forgot.
I mentioned on the show a long time before. I mean, when I actually started this, it was just like.
This was a long
welcome
time.
Welcome, Smash Mouth. Yeah, yeah. The crowd goes fucking crazy. Welcome, Shadaisy. Crowd goes fucking crazy. So. But it clearly fucking falls apart. Whenever Kate leaves.
Yeah.
Because she got married and then got the role on Scrubs and stuff like that. So she left the show.
Yeah.
And at that point when Kate left, what the show was built around to be Drew and Kate, when she left, shit just fell apart. They did not know what to do.
Sure. Man, Kate.
Yeah.
That's why, that's honestly.
And they brought like some other girl in that, oh no, Drew went to high school with this girl. Now he's going to be with her. And it.
Jane.
She was funny and like she was good. She
it's
was,
not her fault.
Nothing wrong.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
Not her fault for being like forced into like, okay, this ship is sinking, but we need you to get on board and just like pail out water and we'll hope for the best. Because like it ended in a way like it should not have ended.
I don't remember the ending because I stopped watching it probably around the time that Kate left.
Because I feel like the show was built around like Drew has this very mediocre existence and he's unhappy with it. And it's him like trying to change things and him just sort of getting shit on and being forced into the middle no matter what he did. And the show just like it should have ended on either like one, Drew dying would have been a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
Or
I agree with
Drew
that.
Finally like getting his promotion and getting, you know, what he wanted like at the very end.
How
you know?
About Drew buys a Mogwai?
And that's yeah.
They end it there.
And then like, yeah, Oswald like pours his beer on it and they all get murdered.
Kate comes back for one episode, walks into Drew's house, everyone's dead. Everyone's been violently murdered.
Because I recently, I'm going to have to pull up the episode to get her name. But I recently, on the We Know Nothing podcast, it was Nikki Glaser's podcast. That's why I listened to it. She's off it now, so I don't listen to it as often as I did. Kate Walsh, that's her name. Kate Walsh, who her big breakthrough, really she got her start on Drew Carey, but her big breakthrough was in it's that Grey's Anatomy. And then she
haven't seen Grey's
then
Anatomy.
She got her own spinoff called Private Practice with her and Tim Daly from Wings and stuff like that. But
who'd she play in Drew Carey show?
The handy woman that Drew likes.
Yeah.
That eventually like she was like overweight as a kid. She loses weight, gets super attractive, starts dating Drew and gets sucked into his awful lifestyle and slowly starts like gaining weight and getting unhappy to the point that she has to leave Drew because like your lifestyle kills people.
Yeah.
And then so she was really good in the show and that's where she got her start. I listened to an interview where she's talking about that because she was just like out of nowhere, just moved to LA trying to make it, and then suddenly just gets cast in this show. So I like Kate Walsh a lot. She needs to do. She's a gifted comedic actress. It kind of sucks that she got pigeonholed a little bit with Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah,
she was good on Bad Judge, but that got canceled like halfway through the season.
I didn't even hear that one. Yeah, Grey's Anatomy I never got into.
I've never. We have to do the Grey's Anatomy video.
We have to.
We have to do that.
As two grown men who know nothing about Grey's Anatomy, we owe it to ourselves.
And our foundation for Grey's Anatomy will be 100% based on this video game.
Do you know anybody who is like a really big Grey's Anomy fan?
I'm sure I do. I'm sure I have a friend that is crazy about Grey's Anatomy, but I can't think of anybody off the top of my head.
John Turley.
He just texts me. I haven't read his text message yet, but
whoever that friend of yours is, we need to get them in when we talk about the Grey's Anatomy video game.
All right.
So we can just burn that bridge with that person forever. Because I have a feeling they're not gonna be your friend very long.
Or we can ask Josh to just binge watch the entire Grey's Anatomy. Get current on it, because I think it's still going on.
Is it? Ugh.
I know Meg watched it for a little while, but she got burned out on it.
Yeah. It never appealed to me.
Yeah.
The I don't know, the sexy doctor stuff, sexy, all that, I don't know, not a big fan.
Yeah.
But I don't really like medical dramas or anything anyway, so throw another like unbelievable layer on top of it, and it's like, I don't think so.
I did watch an episode of The Nightly Show with Larry Wilmore, where he's interviewing the lead writer for Grey's Anatomy, a black woman, and it's not very common in the writer's room for a black woman to be the head of any kind of big show.
Yeah.
So she was the outlier. So you're talking to her about that. And she talks a little bit about, she won't name names, but everybody knows who it is. Like
Steve Zahn.
It's a very Joey Tribbiani from Friends kind of moment, because in Friends, Joey is interviewed for like TV Guide or whatever. And he makes a comment like disparaging the writers. And it's like, no, I make most of my lines. And then the writers read this interview, get offended, and kill him off just by making him step off an elevator. That basically happened in Grey's Anatomy, where like one of the huge stars, like the series revolves around people always called them like McDreamy and McSteamy. and one of them, I remember, just suddenly was just not on the show, and he had done something that made the head writer just hate him so much. Didn't matter that he was just the big draw of the show. She just like wrote it in like, oh, and he dies. And it was just like this huge, weird, untimely, unceremonial, just death gone dead.
It reminds me of, I heard recently, like, Susan was killed on Seinfeld. Have you heard that?
Yeah, because they hated working yeah. with her.
Which is weird, because I've been doing, it's not weird, but I've been doing a rewatch of Seinfeld since it came out on Hulu. I remember as a kid watching, I say kid, but as a teenager watching Seinfeld and just being like, oh, okay. And now as an adult, for some reason, I was watching Seinfeld and I was like, man, Susan's pretty attractive. I never thought that
yeah.
when I was younger. Never thought that. But now I'm like, yeah, she's pretty attractive.
She is. She's like an attractive aunt.
Well, yeah.
She's,
yes.
Yeah. Because she's not like Elaine attractive, but I can see it now. Yeah. Yeah.
Elaine, she gets a lot more attractive as the show goes on.
Yeah.
Like, and I think that Julia Louis-Dreyfus, like, gets more attractive the older she gets.
I enjoyed the skit when she's on Inside Amy Schumer.
Yes.
The skit where she's talking about yeah. that. Like, they let me be fuckable into my 50s. Yeah. Can you believe that? But now, not anymore. I've passed that time. And they're just eating melted ice cream and yeah. shit like that.
Yeah.
It was good. It was really good. Is this game even on Amazon?
Tyler.
Yeah.
I got another question for you.
Okay.
Is this game even on Amazon?
I'm going to say no.
I mean,
this is like Amazon.eu. And
was the fact that I didn't ask you that a tipping point, or like.
We were telling stories. I thought maybe you just like didn't think about it.
No, this game isn't on Amazon. I did look for it. And I don't know if that's a regional thing, because you might be onto something. But when I did a search on Amazon on my iPad here in the NA, it didn't pull anything up.
I didn't think so.
So, the copy that we own together.
Uh-huh. And we found in a, where did we find that?
Well, you know what? Here's the thing. It's funny you don't remember this, because it was a Christmas. Do you remember in college you needed a toaster? And I, you know, you were too embarrassed to ask for a toaster. And I was like,
because I was in the bathtub feeling very bad about myself. And I was like, Dave, it's Christmas. I've got nobody. I really want a toaster.
Yeah, I was like, you know what? Tyler needs a toaster. And I haven't gotten anything for Christmas yet. So I'd go get him a toaster. And what happened was, I went to Walmart, and I remember they were all out of toasters. And I knew you really needed it, so I went to the customer service desk, and I said, hey, I know this is a weird question, but I know it's around Christmas, and you probably get like a lot of returns and everything. Has anyone possibly returned a toaster that I could purchase for a friend of mine in a bathtub? And they said, let me look. And I waited for like 2 hours, and then they came back and they had a toaster that was all boxed up. Mm-hmm. And you could tell it had already been opened and they had retaped it up. So I purchased that and I wrapped it, and it was...
I prefer my gifts refurbished. You know me, so it was good.
Yeah. Well, and also I know that you like them wrapped, because it's coming from me and not Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
So I wrapped it and then I brought it over. I remember bringing it over to you. And it was on Christmas. I had put this off just entirely until the day. So I brought it over to you to open immediately and hope that you feel better. You opened it. There was a toaster in there. And then I remember a week later, you sent me a text message saying, I made my first piece of toast. And when I tried to put the bread in, something was blocking the bread. I couldn't get it in. And then so I dug it out. And then sure enough, days before Christmas.
And I had to get a knife to cut out so it would fit in my Super Nintendo, since it's the PAL version.
Yep.
It was worth it.
It was
though.
Worth it, right? Yeah. Just mutilate that console.
It's like my original Super Nintendo that Ryan poured a bag of Skittles into.
Was it hungry?
What's that? You're hungry?
Tyler, like, SNES just wanted to taste the rainbow.
It's like the Look Who's Talking toilets and give me your pee-pee, Mikey. But instead, the superintendent told Ryan, I need Skittles. So he poured Skittles into it. I remember, like, I was able to get all the Skittles out, but one Skittle. So whenever I'd pick up that Super Nintendo, I would just hear the one Skittle rolling around in it.
Do you have that still?
No.
Damn it.
I wish I did.
Damn it. We could rattle it on the mics. Just put it right up here and rattle it. How are we on time?
We're about an hour and 15 minutes.
All right. Well,
we could take one call, one or two calls.
Well, we just did an all-call show. And by that, I mean we did not record this before recording an all-call show.
No.
So there might be, if we do calls, there might be some weird time travel.
Okay.
You want to risk it?
Yeah.
Let's risk it. Fine. I'm glad that you could tell by me asking that I'm like, let's risk it. All right, here we go. Looks like this call is from our very own Ian Chandler.
Hey, fucking Tadpog. It's the rather wizened sage Ian again. I'm still driving to Murray. I called like 5 minutes ago, but I also thought of something else. First of all, in the vein of paying you guys a compliment, I've been so busy at work lately, I haven't been at my desk a lot and haven't been able to listen as frequently as I'd like, so I'm behind a little bit. And I was just calling to let you know that when I realized that I had to drive to Murray today, which for your listeners that don't know, and I hope you can hear me, I don't know if the speakerphone in this car works really well or what, so sorry if there's a lot of noise. But anyway, when I realized I was going to be driving to Murray, I was so excited because I knew I would get a good, solid hour and a half of Tadpog listening in today. So now I've listened to this show so much and I like it so much that now I look forward to long rides in the car just so I can listen to Tadpog. The other thing I'm on like episode 239, which is the other all-call-in show where Adam calls pretty much 1,000 times, and Dave had told the story about his fear of wetting the bed.
Yeah,
I'm right there with you, buddy. Like 5 or 6 years ago, I had my brain, for whatever reason, tries to warn me that I have to piss by generating a dream where I'm looking for a bathroom and can't find one. And then when I finally find one, I think my body is at the point where I can no longer hold it. And if I do not wake up, I probably will piss the bed. I will dream that I am standing at a urinal or toilet or whatever. And if I start to piss in the dream, I will piss the bed.
Game over.
It's happened to me once in the last, 6 or 7 years, 5 years maybe, I don't know. And now I'm terrified that it is going to happen again.
I know it.
So, Dave, I'm right there with you, buddy. It's kind of like one of those dreams where, this happens to me a lot. I work so much, I dream that I've gotten up, gotten ready, and gone to work. And then I oversleep for actual work.
Uh-huh.
And I think I'm at work.
Yep.
So,
love that one.
Just want you to know, Dave, my man, you're not alone in the world when it comes to being afraid of pissing the bed. Anyway, probably at my limit, so I'm going to get back to listening to the show. Love you guys. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Thanks for calling, Ian.
Yeah. Thank you, Ian. We love you, too.
It's not going to ease my fears, I'm afraid. I mean, it makes me feel a little better that I'm not alone, but
I mean, you guys could just sleep in the same bed together every night and just, like,
rubber sheets.
Be okay in your mutual fear. Yeah. If I pee, you're okay? Yeah. I understand. So if I pee, you're okay? Yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. It's been a...
And Ian's fine with pee. We've heard his pornography references. If anything, he's sleeping with you hoping you'll slip up.
Well, here's like the fucked up thing about going back to the bed. That's been... The last time was once in high school. And still that fucking haunts me. Mm-hmm. Still that haunts me. Like when I feel tired and I'm about to lay down in bed, I force myself to go to the bathroom. It's like I got to go to the bathroom in case I go on a 12-hour sleep bender, which sometimes happens.
Mm-hmm. I wake up, because I pissed the bed that one time in college when I had that dream, and I haven't done it since, but I do. I wake up to go pee 3 or 4 times every single night.
Yeah. I see. I don't wake up for pretty much anything. So.
Yep. I'm well aware. And when you do, you're another person for the first 20 to 30 minutes after you wake up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Because I remember... Yeah, like waking you up and like Josh and I had a whole conversation with you in that 20-minute window that after the 20 minutes elapsed and then Dave.exe booted up, you had no memory of the conversation that we had with you in that 20-minute period.
Yeah, that's pretty common. There are times where this is no joke. This is going to sound like I'm goofing. This is no goof. There are times where I will come online at work, and it's just kind of like, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad I made it.
I did that once in culinary school, that I was up late doing the equivalent of raids on Final Fantasy XI, and I was only going to get like 5 hours sleep. Well, the warning on Ambien is make sure you get 8 hours of sleep.
Right, sure.
I took Ambien, I went to bed. So when my alarm went off, I went through my routine, but I did not come online, wake up and realize what I was doing till I was in my lab cooking. And I was like, whoa. So, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Sleep be crazy.
So I feel like that's pretty good.
All right.
We got one good call from Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Because it'll take us a while to go through outros, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. So thanks for listening, everybody. You can find the show on iTunes, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Stitcher's been fucking up lately, though, so we can't really recommend Stitcher.
Yeah, fuck some Stitcher right now. I don't know what they changed, but yeah, our episodes aren't publishing on time on Stitcher right now. And I promise you it has nothing to do with our feed. We've mentioned other apps before in the past. If you're on anything but an iPhone, like, check out some of those other like podcatchers, because they're really good. What's the name of the one you use, Tyler?
Let me pull it up.
Sorry, I did not mean to.
Pocket Casts. It costs money.
Worth it, though, right?
It was worth it.
Like, when you say cost money, like $2 kind of deal? Or
I think it was $3 or $4. It's the one that Michael Kelso of Two Dudes recommended to me. It's very good.
And $3 or $4 isn't bad.
Yeah.
For like, because I spent money on Downcast for my iPhone, and I fucking love it. It's like, for as much as I listen to podcasts, I listen to a lot of podcasts. I want to have an app that can organize them, and where I don't have to worry about, is it going to aggregate? So I love the apps that pull directly from a podcast RSS feed, because it's like, then you don't have to worry about any middleman, you don't have to worry about an iTunes store or anything like that. You're just direct, good to go.
And I feel like the OneCast app, that's free. I use that for
a long time.
Yeah,
I remember you mentioned that.
That's pretty
too.
Solid. But let's see. We still need iTunes. They publish. They're usually a little late, but they're consistently late.
So what you
iTunes?
The iTunes episodes?
Yeah, when they are consistently late. So like, it's not anything we don't expect on iTunes, but still by far the biggest marketplace.
But it's also one of those things where if you subscribe on like the podcast app, which goes through iTunes, I think it subscribes you directly to the RSS feed.
Oh, so you'll get them on.
So you can get them. So it is important to subscribe.
Yeah. So you don't. Yeah, you can. You'll be able to download them individually when it pops up on iTunes, like the next
probably the day. Yeah.
But if you subscribe, you'll get it.
Yeah.
But it's still by far the biggest marketplace. It's where people go for their podcasts. So please go to iTunes, find Tadpog. Give us a 5-star subscribe first. Okay, subscribe. 5-star review, then write a review. And we need that. The review can just be like dick, shitty fuck. And that'd
Gooters,
be
Gooters.
It. That's all you write. Yeah, it's all you write. Totally fine. It's not, it's that you just put letters in that space.
Yeah.
You can bang your hand against the keyboard, hit enter, it's fine. No problem. But
as far as we know.
As far as
I mean,
we know.
iTunes might be like, nope, not a real one.
But we try to help us. So if there's a game you want us to do, put that in there. That goes on the eventually list.
Sure.
We're not super timely with that. That's why it's the eventually list.
Exactly. It's named appropriately.
The do it now is send us a game.
But
we
not,
do that.
Not really.
No,
we've been sitting on Mega Man 64 for a while.
Well, Paul's crossed that line into like he's not just like random fan just giving us stuff. It's Paul. I mean, we know Paul. He's been on the show before. If you're a guest host sending us stuff, it doesn't count.
So you're saying if we don't know you and you send us something, we'll get to it immediately.
Yep.
So the moral of the story is don't be our friend.
If you want your content out there, don't be our friend. Just blindly give us things.
And as soon as we get a Saturn, We're gonna do Street Fighter.
As soon as we get a Saturn, that's true. I'm looking forward to doing that. I am too. Like, I've watched some videos over it, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
I know. I'm excited for it too.
So please put that in there. And then, or if there's a guest host you want for a certain show, like if you know something's coming up, or you can do both. You can recommend a game and say, I want this guest host on when you do this, please.
Uh-huh.
And we will try our best to make that happen.
Yeah.
So please, whatever you put in that slot, we promise we will do our best to get to that eventually.
Don't worry, guys. Like Tyler said, we're going to be back. We're going to be talking about things. In the meantime, you can always find us on tadpog.com. It's where the show notes are. These are going to be kind of light, but I'll do my best to try to find as many porn videos of prosthetic dicks shooting synthetic semen. So if that's if you don't know what we've been talking about, check it out. I'll put as many of them as I can. Actually, there's probably
if you got a boner and you're like, man, I want to get rid of this. Oh, okay, yeah. I'll use their show notes.
No, I got a boner and I want to keep it for a long time, but I'll watch porn videos and not be able to do anything. There's got to be a subreddit for that. I just have to find it.
Yeah.
There has to be a subreddit for that. Just have to find it. You can find us on Facebook. We're also there at facebook.com/tadpog. There's a lot of cool people there doing a lot of cool shit. Thanks for everybody who shares our episode announcements on Facebook. That's awesome. Those are increasing, and that's really cool because it means that you like our show enough to potentially be embarrassed by people on your friends list seeing this. That means an actual lot to me because I don't share our episodes because I don't want my gram to see it.
Yeah, I know. Like, my uncle or something would – yeah, I mean, he got – my uncle got very angry when I posted that George Washington video. The
Neely comics George Washington video?
He got
upset
so
about it?
Angry.
Why?
And he commented all caps about this being bull crap and I shouldn't publish stuff like that. I was like, don't listen to my podcast.
That post sounds like comedic gold. An all caps post from Tyler's uncle about George Washington being bullshit?
That same uncle that like, anything from Fox News, he takes his gospel and posts on his Facebook. So,
well, it is gospel, right? You can also find us on Twitter. We are at @tadpog_podcast. It's cumbersome, I realize. Thank you for everybody who's retweeting us because, once again, I mean, I feel like there's less room for embarrassment from your loved ones on Twitter because I feel like, I mean, I'm old. But the people older than me, I feel like, stay away from Twitter so much as they do Facebook. I feel like Facebook's kind of like their domain, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So Twitter's a little safer. I mean, I will retweet our things on Twitter. I don't, but I would. You can find us other places too, like Patreon. You can find us on Patreon if you want to get all of our bonus episodes that we've done so far. If you want to wake up Christmas Day. Well, I'm not going to say wake up. If you happen to wake up at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Christmas Day, there'll probably be a bonus episode waiting for you. But if you're waking up at 4 a.m. on Christmas Day, the bonus episode might not be ready yet.
Mm.
But donate on Patreon, patreon.com/tadpog. If you want to get that episode, just, I don't know, donate $1. That's all it really takes is a buck.
Just a dollar to get the episodes. And in 2016, we're going to put up stretch goals and like, we're going to put up where we want to go with the show.
Yeah.
And Patreon is the biggest drive for that.
Yeah. It is a good way for us to do the things that we want to do with
Plus,
the show.
Plus, it would be nice to see it hit 200 again.
It would be.
it would be very nice.
You can mail us things if you want.
Yep. Let me pull that up since I don't know it.
Yeah. I haven't memorized that one either. In the meantime, while you're looking that up, if you want to call us, you can do that at 270-883-2555. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text, and we will more than likely play your message on the show.
All right. So it's Christmas time, and Nicole's box is very lonely. It needs just to be stuffed full.
Yeah.
Stuff full of Christmas goodness.
Yeah.
For just...
eggnog.
It just needs to feel full.
Yeah.
You know, it's just that good full feeling. So please, if there's anything you want to send us, like be it games for us to do or food for us to try, be it good food, gross food, spicy food, we love to try anything.
Yeah.
And just
but not gross.
Incredibly spicy.
Yeah, but not gross.
I mean, sort of. We don't like it, but we'll do it, and you'll like it, and that's fine. So please, anything you want to send us, please send it to Tadpog Studios, care of Nicole Nance, P.O. Box 3785, Paducah, Kentucky, 42002. That's also in the show notes, so you don't have to like write that down. Right. It's right there in the show notes.
Pull the car over, and please write it down.
Yeah. How do you want to close this out?
I guess we should probably close it out like the Krampus.
Okay.
Our theme song, Moves, by Sycamore Drive, yep. A link to which can be found in the show notes at tadpog.com.
Legal obligations.
Yeah, we have to do that. Thanks, Sycamore Drive.
So until next time, fuck you, Randy.
Oh, shit.
I'm bullshit, you're bullshit. Tropical Capricorn.
2 L's?
Yeah, there's 2 L's. M.
Two M's?
Uh-huh.
I don't know about this alphabet, guys. My life's been a lie.
Whoa, careful, little lady. Not known for your stability in these kind of situations.
I wonder who she gets that from.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're clumsy.
Uncle Josh, how dare you? Dobby.
A.
B, C, E, F, G, H. No, it's not. L, M, N, E. Wait. Q, R, S, T, E, V, W, X, Y, N, Z. No. Now I know my ABC. Won't you sing with me?
That was like 2 seconds away from going in the mouth.
No, don't. It's dirty.
A. A. A.
Is there a letter over there? A, B, C. Good job. A, B, C. I know that part. What should you do, baby?